This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Martha Boulanger. Every year around March 8th, International Women's Day, the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, chooses to highlight the struggles of a particular group of women workers. This year, it has chosen the workers at Qatar Airways. Gabriel Mocho Rodriguez is the Civil Aviation and Tourism Services Secretary for the ITF. I asked him to describe the working conditions of the Qatar Airways flight attendants.
Women in Qatar Airways are particularly vulnerable because it's a very autocratically run airline. The labor relations are run under draconian rules because they can lead to termination, deportation, or even imprisonment for any minor problem that could be sorted out like a disciplinary problem in any other airline of other countries in the world. For example, anyone who becomes pregnant is liable to be dismissed straight away. They are not allowed to marry for the first 5 years, and after that, they have to ask permission to marry or even to change the marital status. They are kept under constant strict surveillance, even in their private time. They are subject to inspections. They have curfews in their private apartments. They live under continuous pressure. They are under contract, so some of these rules are known previously by the workers. But what they don't know is that they are expected to follow these rules in detail, and that they are really hard rules every time they realize that they cannot follow them. We know of workers who have been HIV positive, and that were tested without their will and have been dismissed. So we are really worried about the conditions of work of Qatar Airways in general, but of women in particular, because they suffer a lot.
Can you give us an example of how the flight attendants at Qatar Airways have been treated?
Someone approaches the CEO of the company saying that a flight attendant was surprised walking with a person of a different sex in a public area. So in order for the company to investigate, you are kept in your apartment without working for weeks till you are called to answer some questions to the company. So it's not only inappropriate, it's totally unacceptable under the international rules of the International Labour Organization, the conventions of the International Labour Organization, which Qatar is part of, are very clear in respect of these draconian rules.
What is the ITF doing to help the workers at Qatar Airways, and what can union members around the world do to help the workers?
Right now in the ITF, together with the ITUC, the International Trade Union Confederation, we are running a campaign to raise awareness about what the workers in Qatar are suffering. The ITUC, about the workers in general, in particular the construction workers, and ourselves in particular with what the workers in Qatar are with. So in this campaign, you can be part of it online, and you can write a letter to the CEO. You can be part of several aspects of the campaign, particularly this 8th of March. Our women's committee in the ITF worldwide has decided to focus on these workers and to support them internationally. So if you are interested, anybody who is listening and is interested, they can go into the ITF website, itfglobal.org, and there you can find all the access to all the information, detailed information about what the sisters are suffering in Qatar Airways and how you can be part of this campaign.